Hi, Eric Asher here with my good friend Mike DeLaHousie, the TikTok Cafe.
What'd you say, Eric?
Hey, Mike, you know what my prescription medication, the TikTok Cafe, have in common?
What's that? Right?
They cause drowsiness, dizziness, nausea, cramps, diarrhea, blurred vision, muscle aches, gas, heartburn, upset stomach, constipation, weight changes, decreased sex drive, impotence, ringing
finished?
In the ears, depression. Oh, yeah, and suicidal thoughts. It's the TikTok Cafe, Causeway at I-10 in Metairie. Hurricane season seems a long way off, but now it's time to get ready for it. Hi, Eric Asher, once again, talking about my friends at Burkhart Air Conditioning and Heating. Demand for generators is higher than ever. Don't get left in the dark. Talk to Burkhart now about a Generac automatic standby generator. Be at the front of the line for your Generac generator this year. When the power goes out, you keep the lights on as well as your refrigerator and AC. Don't wait. Talk to Burkhart now about a Generac generator. Visit acpromise.com. That's acpromise.com. And tell them Eric sent you. If you're looking to maximize and beautify your outdoor living space, then call my friends at Acadian Custom Shutters at 985-893-3119. Awnings, patio covers, screen enclosures, motorized interior and exterior roller shades, and many more affordable options to extend and enhance your outdoor living space. Our expert crews use American-made and locally sourced quality products. Let's work together and imagine the possibilities in designing your dream area. Serving the South Shore, North Shore, South Louisiana, the Mississippi Gulf Coast, Acadian Custom Shutters, 985-893-3119, or at Acadian Custom Shutters.com.
Time for the man who tells it like it is. You want opinions? He's got them. You want information? He's got it. You want a host who is New Orleans? You found him. Eric Asher and Inside New Orleans.
You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Stick to the truth is what you're good at.
I like this kind of party, baby.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Now, here's our man, Eric Asher.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friday edition of Inside New Orleans, the William Grant Family Distillers Friday Extravaganza, 106.1 FM Nash Icon on your radio dial, iHeartRadio app, TuneIn Radio app, our digital platforms on the World Wide Web at NashFM1061.com and EricAsher.com. Our podcast is everywhere. Spotify Anchor, our home base, but on all podcasting platforms, at Eric_Asher on Twitter, Eric Asher on Facebook, Inside New Orleans Show on Instagram. Don't forget Matty Hudak and also Brooke Kershaw for joining me on the award-winning Inside New Orleans Sports. If you missed that last night, you can catch us tonight at 9 o'clock on Pelican Sports Television, 10 o'clock on WLE, Saturday morning at 2 a.m. on The Deuce, Saturday afternoon at 5 p.m. on Pelican Sports Television. Already up on our social media platforms, at Eric_Asher on Twitter, Eric Asher on Facebook, Inside New Orleans Show on Instagram, and also Available on the WLA-TV YouTube page. It'll be on our website, ericasher.com, by the end of the weekend. Today is Friday, so we celebrate again, first of all, National Cocktail Day. What a better day to do National Cocktail Day than the William Grant Family Distillers Friday Extravaganza, where we feature all these great William Grant products: Hendrick's Gin, Malaco Tequila, Reyka Vodka, hottest spirits on the market. Don't forget about Hendrick's Neptunia Gin, going away at the end of the month, but still, whatever's on the shelves, whatever's in the warehouse, will be available for you to be able to buy and put on that liquor cabinet as a great collector's item. Floridora, part of Hendrick's line, along with Amazonia. Amazonia can be found at duty-free stores, like, again, you get at the airport. Also, again, that all-star lineup of scotches: Glenfiddich Scotch Whiskey, the Balvenie Scotch Whiskey, also Grant's Blended Scotch Whiskey, as well as Monkey Shoulder. These are all award-winning scotches. How about Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, second largest selling Irish whiskey in all the world. And, of course, every bottle of Sillagerry rum, Sillagerry Spice rum, sold in Louisiana. A portion of those proceeds go to the God Foundation, www.getourtroops.org, taking care of active military members, retired military members, and their families. Insurance premiums, necessary home repairs, mortgage payments, utility bills, rent, living expenses, all available for help through the God Foundation and their military assistance fund. Over $200,000 in financial aid given out since 2012. So, again, a great program and, of course, a great lineup of spirits on this National Cocktail Day. Get yourself a William Grant cocktail and celebrate. Mike Fazan will join us at 4:15 today. We'll be joined by Glenn Gilbo at 5:10 from Outkick. It's going to be a short turnaround on Glenn, though. Probably about 10 to 12 minutes. We'll talk about the Final Four. I'm sorry, we'll talk about the men's side of the tournament. He's been covering that for Outkick. Then George Laureana of William Grant will join us at 5:30, and he'll tell us about the latest some of the things he's involved in, but also, again, the latest when it comes to the brands of William Grant. We're out of here at 5:45 for UNO Lamar Baseball. So, again, it's a shortened show today. Some quick headlines for you. Pelicans have now won 3 in a row against NBA bottom feeders, including last night against an injured Hornets team that barely could put anybody. I mean, there was one player on the bench by the time the game ended. 115 to 196, Pelicans win. Ingram has his first career triple-double, 30 points, 10 assists, 11 rebounds. Also, they are currently in 10th place, but that's because of the tiebreakers. I've been talking about the tiebreakers all week long. 36 and 37. The Lakers are in ninth because of the head-to-head win in terms of the series against the Pels. Dallas is in eighth, again with a 36 and 37 record. The reason why: their conference record is better than anyone else that is at 36 and 37. Oklahoma City comes in at 11th because, again, the Pels have the head-to-head win record over them. There are 9 games left. 8 against the West, 1 against the East. Now only 4 home games left and 5 on the road. They're on that road trip right now, heading out to Los Angeles to take on the Paul George-less Los Angeles Clippers. That is tomorrow. And then there's a back-to-back: Portland, Golden State on the 27th and 28th, and then, of course, Denver to finish out on the 30th with the road trip. They come back to New Orleans in the first week of April. April 1st, taking on the Clippers again. Then there's a back-to-back: Sacramento, Memphis, back-to-back at home on the 4th and 5th. They get the Knicks on the 7th at home, and then they're on the road for their last game of the year against the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are still in the mix here. I believe that they, if I'm not mistaken, they are 7th. I'll double check that for you. But again, they're right there in this, and they have a 500 record right now. So we will we'll keep tabs on everything that's going on in terms of the playoffs, and we'll continue to do that. Marquez Callaway signs with the Denver Broncos. That is a 1-year deal, reuniting him with Sean Payton, the Saints are said to be interested in Bryan Edwards. Now, you guys might remember him from Atlanta. He's 6'2", 212 pounds. He's a 24-year-old wide receiver, more of a contested catch-type wide receiver. He was a third-round pick of the Oakland Las Vegas Raiders in 2020, 81st pick overall. He was there during the Gruden years. When Gruden got fired, basically he got cut – He ended up with Atlanta, as I mentioned. Then he hooked up with, again, the Kansas City Chiefs during the 2022 season, but was cut before the Super Bowl, and he's been a street free agent ever since. So, again, street free agent. Saints are speaking to him. He's got some, obviously, ties to Derek Carr, which is one of the reasons why, again, there seems to be some interest there. LSU women's third seed in the Sweet 16. They'll take on Utah tomorrow. I believe it's tomorrow. And then, of course, it's Miami Villanova is the other side of that bracket. Bad news for LSU today. The Tigers lose their third game of the season, their second game in the SEC. They're now 19-3, 2-2 in the SEC. Remember, they won the series against Texas A&M last week, but they lost the last game of that series today, Arkansas, in game one, 9-3 in 10 innings. They have an 8-run 10th. LSU has now lost 6 of their last 7 games against Arkansas. So, again, they could not close the deal against Arkansas today. So we'll see again how the rest of the weekend fares. They had to move that game up because they were worried about rain today. We had Jordy Collado on the program yesterday, and Jordy said that he felt that they may go with a doubleheader tomorrow. So we'll see how that plays out going forward. By the way, Tulane is in Hawaii for a 3-game set there. As I mentioned, UNO on 106.1 FM against Lamar tonight, but a 3-game set in the conference opener for them. SLU is taking on Texas A&M Corpus Christi. They're in Texas. That's a 3-game conference opener for them. And then Nichols, again, taking on McNeese. They'll be in McNeese for their conference opener. And, of course, don't forget tomorrow is the Louisiana Derby. Instant Coffee is the favorite in that race. Of course, a chance to be able to get into the Kentucky Derby. Instant Coffee may have enough points before it's all said and done, even if they don't win the Derby, to get in to the into the Kentucky Derby. So we'll see how that kind of plays out. So without further ado, let's head to the guest line. Tell you what, before we do that, let me remind everybody about my friends over at Burkhart Air Conditioning and Heating. ACPromise.com, ACPromise.com, North Shore, South Shore, East Bank, West Bank. I don't care where you live. This weekend, you got problems with your AC. They have their Nate Certified Technicians on call with a Burkhart employee answering the phone. If you're in the market for a new system, air conditioning system, heating system, maybe a generator for your home or your business, that APCO home air treatment system. Hey, even electrical work. They have an electrician on staff over at Burkhart. They are available for you. 15 trucks in the field, 30-minute courtesy call, doing only the work that's necessary. And, of course, if you're in the market for a new system, some of the top systems in some of the top brands in all the air conditioning world. And of course, ask about their 25% energy reduction guarantee. Of course, Burkhart. It doesn't matter what type of install it is. A lot of folks, again, in Orleans Parish, you're trying to get a central system in. You got a small yard. It's a tough install. Maybe you're like my house, again, where I have hardly any pitch in the roof, and it's very difficult to get the ductwork in the attic. Burkhart will take on all the tough jobs. That's acpromise.com. That's acpromise.com. All right, Mike Fasano joins us each and every week on the program. He is from, again, Fasano Football Podcast, Fasano Football Blog. Let's head to the guest line and hear from my lifelong friend, Mike Fasano. Mike, how you doing?
Eric, my brother. Not great. Just finished watching that LSU game.
Oh, good. You got a chance to see it. Okay, good. I want to ask you about it then.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed. But, you know, it's just one of many. But, you know, you feel a loss is a lot tougher, you know, when they just happen.
Right.
We'll see what happens. But I'm ready to talk about it.
Yeah, why don't you break it down for us? What happened? Because I was talking to Scott earlier in the week. I posed this question to Scarborough this week and also to Jordy Collada. Scott came up. Scott really, and I think you concurred on our text chain, that they're having problems with mental relief right now. Now, maybe this could be a situation where they're just, you know, still experimenting. You know, they're not there yet. It's still early in the conference schedule. But you were there last week on, on Sunday a week ago, right? And then, of course, you saw the game today. Tell me what you're seeing.
I agree. I mean, there's no easy way to put this. This is looking like, now it's just starting out, this is looking like one of those LSU teams that they can't get a clutch hit and they can't get a guy out when they need it. Unless they've given up now 8 and 12 runs The bullpen has given up 12 runs in the last three innings. You look at the eighth inning against A&M, and you look at the 10th inning against LSU. You go 8-9. Well, they didn't give up anything in the ninth last week. But you go to the eighth inning last week when they essentially lost the game, and then LSU couldn't tie it or come back. And then today they gave up 8 in the top of the 10th, which is not a good look for your relief pitching. And it's not just the fact that they gave up the runs. It's their walking, and that's what's killing them. They have lost complete control. The bullpen has. Christian Little's come over from Vanderbilt, and he was supposed to be there. They really know what they were going to do with him, but they've tried him at closer. That's not going to work. He doesn't have it inside to be a closer. He doesn't have that bulldog mentality. And, you know, that they had a freshman today come in on relief from Skeens, who pitched a masterful game. Wasn't his best, but still one run and two hits should be enough for an LSU team. But with all that talent at the plate, but they got shut down. And the freshman did all right, but he walked the leadoff runner in the top of the 10th. And wasn't even close. I mean, he didn't give it the umpire. He didn't make it tough for the umpire on a full pitch, full count pitch. And then Little did the same thing. And then Little gives up a 3-run home run because now he's just trying to get the ball over the plate. Because he threw out of 7 pitches, he threw 6 balls. I'm sorry, he threw 5 balls. One was a strike, and the other one he threw over the plate went 400 feet the other way. So they really need to solve that pitching situation. Now, I don't care who you are at the plate, you're going to find that pitcher that just you can't solve. And what people forget is these are guys, every college team, this is the highest level they're ever going to play. There may be one guy or two on that team that's going to make it at the next level, I mean the major league. And so there's that pitcher. Arkansas has lefties coming out of the wazoo, and they used them today. Now, what they're doing now, what Arkansas is doing now, is they have a lot of injuries to their staff, so their ace is actually their relief pitcher. And they started their Sunday guy today. And so he was throwing in the mid-90s from the left hand, which is really, really dominant. So, in a nutshell, Eric, it's one of those games that came down. It was tied up, bottom of ninth. Now, LSU had bases loaded, and supposedly one of your best players at the plate, he pops up to third and ends the end. And LSU could have ended the game right there. Bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, and they can't get the runner home. So, it's a tough one to take your first home game of the season in the SEC, and you go down like that. So that's pretty much it. I mean, I can go on a whole hour if you want.
No, we'd rather not. If it was a win, we may want to go into a little bit more. The concerning thing is Arkansas has had their number, and I didn't realize this until I was doing the research before the show. 6 of the last 7 games they played against Arkansas, they've lost.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, it was Palminari's last season, which wasn't great, and Jay Johnson's first season, which he was starting to rebuild. And so the pitching of the last couple of seasons for LSU really was hurting them. And they're trying to rebuild that staff. Now, they brought in Wes Johnson, who's supposed to be a great pitching coach, but so far against SEC, except for a couple of guys, it hasn't proven itself out. Now there's a long season, and he's just getting started. So we'll see how that works out. But you know, so far, I haven't been impressed with LSU's pitching, other than Skeens.
Mike Fasano with us, Fasano Football Podcast.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Mike.
No, I was going to say in conference play. Now remember, they won. They've shut out A&M Friday last week, mm-hmm. but they scored 12 runs, I believe, in the second game, but gave up 7. So you could say, but you know, the LSU was not going to cover up the ball in the second game. But this one, today was a little bit concerning from the bullpen, as was last week.
There could be a doubleheader tomorrow because of weather worries. We'll see how that plays out. But again,
yeah, doubleheader.
There's a definite doubleheader.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Beautiful. There you go. Yeah. All right, there you go. Tigers again lose today in 10 innings, in eight run tenth for the Arkansas Razorbacks, and the Tigers lose their second game in the SEC play. Again, 9-3 in 10 to the Arkansas Razorbacks. Mike, let's talk a little bit about the Saints, and of course today Marquez Callaway signs with the Denver Broncos, rejoining the. Sean Payton. There are rumors out there that they are interested in Bryan Edwards, again, formerly of Las Vegas, Oakland under the Gruden years. He was drafted by Gruden in the third round in 2020. When Gruden was fired, he ended up getting cut. Atlanta picked him up. He had a cup of coffee there and then was cut. During the 2022 season last year, he jumped on with Kansas City on their practice squad, but was cut before the Super Bowl. He's been a streak free agent ever since. He's a guy that can give you contested catches. He's had some injury problems. Again, the tie in there is Derek Carr and Edwards, who had a good rapport in Las Vegas. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, he's just a journeyman wide receiver. But there is some familiarity with Derek Carr, and so they may sign just so Carr can have somebody he's comfortable with. But then Callaway signs with the Broncos, whatever. I mean, he's just another journeyman type wide receiver. Had some moments with the Saints, but last season really declined his productivity.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, maybe Payton can do something with him, but and Edwards is another one of those kinds. Just a guy you're going to have on your roster. He's not going to be a game breaker.
Yeah. If anything, again, it's just because again the familiarity between Carr and him.
Yeah,
I don't think they're even looking at him. They did sign Jonathan Abram this past week. You and I remember him from his time at Mississippi State, or I think he was an all-SEC safety. He's had a lot of problems in the NFL in terms of coverage. He's more of, again, a close-to-the-line type safety. He is a hitter. I mean, a strong hitter. Again, ended up with getting released by the by the Raiders, hooked up with Green Bay, then he got released there, then with Seattle. Former number one pick. Your thoughts on that pickup?
Yeah, I mean, your assessment's right on. I heard Sean the other day. I thought he was right on when he was saying, well, the Saints know what he can and can't do. And if they try to use him to play a deep cover too, then that's on them. He's a close-to-the-line safety. Like, remember Vaccaro was like that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. CJ Garner was like that.
Yep.
I'm trying to think, Von Bell. You know, free safeties. The reason what happens with some of those guys is their eyes are bad. I mean, they get pump faked crazily, and they bite too hard on shorter passes, and they get thrown over the top, and they just not good at playing that center field type position. But if you get them closer to the line, where he's a devastating hitter, he's as good as hitter. Remember Raphael Bush? That's not.
Yeah,
yep. I mean, Raphael Bush used to come up and lay the wood on you, and that's mm-hmm. what Abrams is.
Yes,
you know, the fact that he was such a standout at Mississippi State, it just tells you the difference between the levels of college and pro, because mm-hmm. you can get away with that, with being out of position in college, but you can in the NFL. Teams
right.
are going to exploit you. And I mean, if you remember LaRon Landry, he had a little bit of that problem.
Yep, no doubt.
When he made it to the NFL, and I watched somebody posted the pass Drew Brees hit Meacham with against the Redskins, mm-hmm. and when you know that the game Meacham stole the ball,
where he stripped the ball, right?
Yeah. Well, another one was the game winner and Breeze pump faked and threw a post, and there's Landry biting on the pump fake. Big E, you know, we can't. We used to flag balls. If we found somebody who bit on a fake, it was
you better believe it.
He's all yours. You got him. And so that's the problem with playing deep. And I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it by playing. I've seen it in coaching, and I've seen it watching at every level. If you got a safety that bites, then you don't have a safety. You got trouble in the NFL.
Right, no doubt. They also brought back Malcolm Roach, who was a rotational player on the defensive line as a defensive tackle. I think it's a solid pickup. Again, let's hope he can raise his game up. But he's what he is. Again, he's a rotational player, and he's brought back to the fold.
Yeah, I mean, he was made expendable because of Shy Tuttle when the Saints brought him up, and now that Tuttle's gone, they bring Roach back. I mean, it's the same type of player. And he's a rotational guy. I mean, you're going to need more depth at that position. But, I mean, they've signed two guys, now three guys that they know, unless they get hurt, they're going to have three solid inside guys. And the one from Kansas City, Eric, I mean, his name's escaping me, Nelson, I think, is really the athletic one. He's like, he could be a playmaker for you from inside.
Talking about Saunders?
Yeah, Saunders. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The one from Kansas City.
Yeah, Saunders. Shepherd's from the Jets, and Saunders is from Kansas City.
Right. So, I mean, I think they can still draft one. Or maybe, you know, they've had a lot of luck with bringing in undrafted guys at that position.
Right. Well, I mean, look, he's been with the Saints. He knows the system, and obviously he didn't get any. You know, that he was a restricted free agent who they did not tender, much like Marquez Callaway, but didn't really get any play on the open market, and then is able to come back probably at a cap friendly deal.
Right. So, so there you go. Will be a nice body playing inside if they can rotate him. If he's got to play an extended amount of time, he's not going to be, you know, that
right.
impact.
And I don't think that's their plan. Their plan is, again, to have him rotational, and they're going to add some more as we go along. We'll get back to the Saints in a little while. Mike, let's take a break here so I can stay on time today, especially with the shortened show this afternoon. Remember, we're out of here 5:45, guys, because of UNO Lamar Baseball. And, of course, in the second hour, we'll be joined by Glenn Gilbert at 5:10. We'll talk about the March Madness, and then we'll get into a little bit of William Grant stuff with George Laureana. There's some other products coming out. Plus, again, he's got a bourbon tasting that you guys may want to attend if you're a bourbon lover. We'll talk about that as well. Hey, don't forget about my friends over at Acadian Custom Shutters. Look, I told you yesterday, and really excited about this because the website AcadianCustomShutters.com has been totally upgraded. It's a new and improved website. It's got great information there, but more importantly, again, it's a visual on, again, a lot of things I've been talking about on this radio show now over the last month. They have a spring sale right now that you go to the website, check out the spring sale. There are special offers on all products. Remember, when I talk about all products, I'm talking about American quality, American-made products, locally sourced, whether it's hurricane shutters. And again, now's the time. I've said this before. If you're waiting until there's a hurricane in the Gulf to go and call Monroe and my friends over at Acadian Custom Shutters, you're going to be waiting in line. If you're truly, again, interested in hurricane shutters to protect your home, Spanish cedar wood, colonial, Bahamas with operable louvers, again, the hurricane roll downs, accordions, Lexan panels. My friends over at Acadian Custom Shutters will again come out, show you everything. They bring their showroom to you, right? Show you everything you need to know so you can make a decision that is good for you and your family. And then of course, they'll come in with, again, their crack staff that are experts when it comes to installation. The attention to detail is second to none. I've said this before, again, I was so impressed by the crew that came out explaining everything to me as they went along and did a fantastic job. And did it in one day, which was incredible. Also, Again, remember, since 1995, Acadian Custom Shutters has been serving South Louisiana, the Mississippi Gulf Course, Gulf Coast, as well as South Shore, North Shore. And also, again, whether it's window coverings, you know, look, I say it again, a lot of guys, you're not worried about window coverings, but a happy wife is a happy life. So, again, well, if she's looking for new window coverings, consider Acadian Custom Shutters. Go to the website, check out, again, the line that they have there in terms of window coverings. And I'll say it again, it's getting to be that time of year where you want to be out in the yard, right? And maybe, again, you want to enhance that outdoor living space. Hey, before you start, again, on that outdoor kitchen, or, again, maybe, again, start moving forward plans, bring the Acadian Custom Shutters out and allow them to be able to check out, again, you can check out everything that they offer, like awnings, patio covers, screen enclosures, motorized interior, exterior roller shades. There are so many affordable options to extend and enhance your outdoor living space. And their expert crews, again, only using American-made, locally sourced quality products. So, again, if you're imagining, again, a dream area when it comes to your backyard, extending that living space, don't sign that contract with any other company until you call my friends at Acadian Custom Shutters. And now the spring sale is on. So, again, go to the new and improved website for more information for the spring sale and the special offers on all products. That's AcadianCustomShutters.com. And, of course, Acadian Custom Shutters, 985-893-3119, 985-893-3119, or AcadianCustomShutters.com. We'll be right back.
If you want a little soul with your country, then you're with us. New Orleans Country, from the classics to the songs that matter. Your Country is on 106.1 Nash Icon, or anytime at NashFM1061.com.
This report is sponsored by Jackson Hewitt. Hurry into Jackson Hewitt for 50% off tax prep. But do it before April 9th. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max savings $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
10 eastbound, your delays are heavy from the Bonnet Carey Spillway to Loyola, and delays pick back up on 10 eastbound from just past City Park to the high rise. 10 westbound, your delays are steady from St. Bernard to Canal, and then delays pick back up 10 westbound from Bonneville to just before the airport. On the 610 on the westbound side, your delays are solid from just before Canal Boulevard to the 10610 merge, and on the eastbound side from just before St. Bernard to the 10610 merge. In the meantime, look out for delays if you're traveling eastbound along the Crescent, along the West Bank Expressway and the Crescent City connection, with delays steady from Terry Parkway to the Camp Street exit. Look out for delays if you're traveling westbound along the West Bank Expressway from just past Ames Boulevard to Avondale. If you're traveling along the North Shore, look out for delays on 12 eastbound from Madisonville to Covington. Look out for accidents Nashville at South Claiborne, also St. Thomas at 3rd, and also South Claiborne at South Durbany, and school zones are in effect. I'm Ed Robinson, broadcasting from the New Orleans Funeral and Cremation Services Traffic Center.
Don't forget about my friends over at Southern Tire, family owned and operated since 1972. Well, 51 years, again, the Piazza family have been taking care of New Orleanians and their vehicles. And, of course, the largest selection of tires in the metropolitan area. And now's the time, if you're looking for tires, your tires are getting a little bald, maybe you've been thinking about getting this new set of tires. Man, tires are on sale right now at Southern Tire. You can check it out at their website, southerntire.com, or on my social media platform, or give them a call at 504-737-1558 when it comes to keeping your vehicle on the road. Again, not just wheels and tires up to 30 inches and financing available, but the same diagnostic equipment you get at the dealership. And I'll say it again, even more diagnostic equipment, because Tony Piazza, his son Tony Jr., his daughter Jen, his wife, all on site, and all, again, went and made a concerted effort to make sure that they have the most modern and up-to-date diagnostic equipment, so, again, you can keep your vehicle on the road. Also, folks, remember, they're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6, but they have Saturday service for you, because they understand, hey, you need to get your car serviced on a Saturday because you're working during the week. It's from 8 to 3 p.m. You want to find out more? Go to southerntire.com or give them a call at 504-737-1558. Don't forget, if you're in the market for rims, they got a great selection of rims. They can repair those rims for you as well. I trust my vehicle with Southern Tire. You can as well. That's Southern Tire, owned by the Piazza family since 1972. Southern Tire, Hickory and Airline in Metairie.
On the East Bank and West Bank, from the lake to the Gulf, the men and women of the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office keep our parish safe. Some are on the beat, others behind the scenes, ensuring the safety of our community. JPSO is now looking for correctional officers and 911 dispatchers. Your community's calling. Answer the call. Visit jpsojobs.com for the complete benefits package and salary.
Bienvenue on Hickory, 467 Hickory Avenue. Open 7 days a week, offering a creative menu of all your New Orleans favorites. Fresh Louisiana seafood, great sandwiches, soups, salads, daily specials, and a Sunday brunch. Contemporary Creole cuisine, great Southern dishes. Check out our menu online at bienvenuharahan.com. Dine indoors or outdoors? Place your order or inquire about catering at 504-305-4792. That's Bienvenue on Hickory, 467 Hickory Avenue in Harahan.
SportsBeat is the place to watch your favorite team. Come check out all the games, including the NBA, college basketball, and baseball on 20 TVs. Open 7 days, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Happy hour, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Great menu featuring steak night, Wednesday, 6 p.m. till, $10 choice filet. Friday nights, hot ball, crawfish, 6 p.m. till. Private room available. SportsBeat is located at 3330 Ridgelake at 16th Street behind Wendy's on Causeway. SportsBeat Pub and Cafe, home of fantastic cocktails, large beer selection, delicious food, friendly staff, sports, and hot ball, crawfish.
If you ever have any problems with your air conditioner heating system, you want someone who will be there to help right away. Take it from me, Eric Asher. When it comes to repair, there's no one I trust more than my friends at Burkhardt Air Conditioning and Heating. Burkhardt provides emergency repairs for any brand of cooling and heating system, and you can call them anytime. The team has years of experience, and they know how to get you up and running fast. So when you need help with your AC or heating system, you want someone who will be there right away. Visit Burkhardt at acpromise.com. That's acpromise.com, and tell them Eric sent you.
Mambo's, 411 Bourbon Street. Three floors of incredible dining in what might be the most beautiful restaurant on Bourbon Street. Cajun Creole cuisine at its finest and magnificent cocktails. Come dine in our authentic French Quarter courtyard or on our Bourbon Street balcony. Come experience Bourbon Street's only rooftop bar. Mambo is perfect for a night out with friends, a romantic getaway, your next event, or a delicious meal with family. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week. Order online for delivery at mambonola.com. Make your next New Orleans memory at Mambo's.
All right, folks, don't forget about my friends at William Grant, Batch and Bottle. I've been telling you about it for a while. Reka Rhubarb, Cosmopolitan, Hendrick's Gin Martini. Also, again, Glenfiddich Scotch Manhattan. Also, Monkey Shoulder Lazy Old Fashioned. And now on the shelves, Milagro Margarita. Right in time, again, as we're getting ready to get into Cinco de Mayo, just a month or so away. So, again, Batch and Bottle available at all your favorite spirit stores. Beautiful presentation, great bottle with, again, the corked cap on the top, and just again a fantastic spirit that has taken the ready-to-drink cocktail scene by storm. That's Batch and Bottle by our friends at William Grant. Mike Mazzano is with us, Mazzano Football Podcast and Blog. Mike, the Pels get a win last night against the Charlotte Hornets, who again were down to like one or two players on the bench by the time that they finished the game. The Pels now have won their last three, beating again Houston. After losing to Houston last Friday night, Houston on Sunday, San Antonio, and now the Hornets, they now are in a situation where they are looking at an opportunity to get Zion back on the court, but it might not be until maybe the 5th. Of April when that happens, if it happens at all. Again, they are dealing with nine games left in the season, eight against the West, one against the East, four home games, five on the road, and they started that road trip, which again will start tomorrow against the Clippers without Paul George, and then it's a back to back against Portland and Golden State on the 27th, 28th, and then they finish that road trip on the 30th against Denver, coming back home, taking on the Clippers on April 1st, and there's a back to back with Sacramento and Memphis. At home, they take the Knicks on as their final Eastern Conference opponent on the 7th of April, and then they finish up at Minnesota on the 9th. Again, the Pels right now are in 10th spot, because of the tiebreakers, the Lakers are ahead of them because they won the tiebreaker. Dallas has the conference tiebreaker over all those teams that are at 36 and 37. Oklahoma City is 11th behind the Pels because the Pels have the tiebreaker against them. So we'll see how it plays out. Huge nine games left for this team. Give me your thoughts on the possibility of Zion coming back and the possibility of this team making the play-in tournament.
Well, I mean, listen, all of a sudden they've caught fire. Now they're beating teams they should beat, but that's what you have to do, especially when your best player is injured. That first loss to Houston was a killer. We had a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter, I believe, Eric, if I'm not 15 points lead.
15-point lead in the fourth quarter and gave it up.
And you lose. And all of that said, if Zion does come back, I doubt that he'll be in playoff-ready shape. So he'll have to come off the bench and kind of work his way in to play in shape again.
So he'll be on a minutes restriction, you think, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
That's been their MO.
They've kept him in diapers this long. I mean, I don't see why they won't continue. So, any problem they have gotten themselves into is their own fault. They play pitiful ball at the most meaningful times. They keep giving us hope by winning three straight games. Ingram's lighting it on fire. Murphy's throwing baskets in from anywhere in the court. I'm just preparing myself for the collapse. Mm-hmm. So,
the biggest change has been getting the ball to Valanciunas finally, okay? Well, I think over the last three games has averaged a double-double. He has been non-existent because of the ISO ball that we've been seeing this team play for the last month.
Yeah, they've discovered him. All of a sudden they realize, oh, wait, we have a big guy who's long, who's thick, who can post up. Maybe we should feed him the ball and see what happens. Let's start running offense through him. And we had 2019 last night, 20 points, 19 rebounds.
Yep. I'm going to double-check that, but I think you're right.
Yeah, he was joking that Murphy stole his 20th rebound. Right. But,
20 and 19. Yep.
It's like, come on, man. I love how they're playing now, but what were you waiting for? What was going on? What light bulb went off in their heads? The thing about it is, you make the playoffs, then congratulations. You got to play the one seed. Or you got to, if you win the play in.
Yeah, if you got to go through the play-in, right?
Yeah. So I'm waiting for the other shoe to fall, Big E, because that's how you got to watch the Pelicans now. You got to, what one eye covered, because you don't know what's coming down. I mean, is Ingram going to, stub his toe coming out of the gym, getting out of his car, right, walking to the game, and then, I'm out for 3 weeks? I don't know. So I'm happy they're playing the way they are. It's
right.
Exciting. I love to see them. When they're playing good ball, yeah, fun to watch.
They're fun to watch. They are.
When they're not, they are agony to watch.
Right. So close right now in the West. 36 and 37. The cutoff is, again, Oklahoma City is 11th, right? They're 36 and 37. The Pels are 36 and 37. Los Angeles Lakers are 36 and 37. Dallas is 36 and 37. Minnesota 37 and 37. Golden State is in the sixth spot. They're 38 and 36. The Clippers now without Paul George, right? They're 39 and 35 in the fifth spot. Phoenix right now 38 and 34 with Durant expected to return on Wednesday, okay? So you look at that fifth spot all the way to the 11th spot with a little bit of a run and maybe some losses here and there, you can move up. But just the Pels have not been consistent. They won three games against bottom feeders. There should have been four straight games. If they'd have won four straight games right now, they would be in the seventh spot. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, they'd be in the seventh spot because right now, I think it's 1-0, if I'm not mistaken, in terms of their let me get to it real quick because I don't want to make it about bad information. But the tiebreaker with Minnesota. They have been their own worst enemy throughout this season with their inconsistency and of course, continuing to be able to be in a situation where they are constantly constantly shooting themselves in the foot. By the way, the Minnesota series is tied 1-1 with that last game of the season on the 9th of April being the rubber match there. So they could be in the seventh spot right now, or at least tied for seventh with Minnesota if they just beat Houston in that first game where they lost a 15-point lead.
Yeah, they just hold on to a lead late. So, like I said, Big E, they did it to themselves. It's their own, they're their own worst enemies right now.
Right.
Because when they're playing like they played last night, they can beat anybody. I don't care who.
Well, the genesis of how they played last night was. The triple-double that we saw from Brandon Ingram. Not just the 30 points, but the 10 assists. When he is passing the basketball, okay, when C.J. McCollum is passing the basketball, again, that's when you see the ball moving and not sticking. You know, again, you heard Willie Green say last night, again, 0.5, 0.5. That's the basis of their offense. And when guys are standing around watching ISO ball, you're not getting it done. As I mentioned earlier, getting the ball inside the Valanciunas and taking advantage of getting the ball in the paint. This team plays well when they get the ball in the paint. Okay, and I don't care if it's a question of Zion going in the paint, Valanciunas are starting again, getting into the paint and dishing out for a wide open shot. That's got to be one of the keys going forward.
To me, it sure as hell beats Ingram or McCollum trying to penetrate in the traffic. I mean, if you can get Valanciunas posting up. And okay, you either going to not double and risk either him going to the line, him getting an easy basket, or an and one. So, or you're going to double team and he can pop it to a Murphy standing behind at the three, or McCollum, or Brandon Ingram. So that's what happens when you start using your big man the way you old school used to use big men. I mean, you have a back to the basket big guy using, and you know they've been doing it. Somebody in a meeting somewhere said maybe we should try this, and they said okay,
right?
We could be, you know, we're not winning the way we're playing now.
No
and
doubt,
this is what happened. They've really, really taken off. So we'll see.
Yeah, well they played some bad teams. Let's see what happens when they take on the Clippers.
But Eric, they've lost to bad teams.
No, I agree. But again, I mean, I thought the dagger was in them on last Friday when they lost to Houston.
Yeah.
But then they rebounded again, three wins. Want to get to this before we get out of here because we've got a few minutes left. The Lady Tigers start at 5 o'clock. They're taking on Utah in the Greenville Regional. If they win, they take on the winner of Miami-Villanova, and then they're in the Final Four. Your thoughts on the Lady Tigers and their chance of being, again, progress into the Elite Eight and then the Final Four?
Well, before I say anything, have you taped the Miami-Villanova game?
I have not.
Okay, well, Miami won that game. So,
okay, they played 2:30 today. That's right. They sure did. Okay, so it's Miami.
Right. So if they beat Utah, they play Miami, who's on
the
road.
They play Miami. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that, Mike. I misread that. That's 2:30 today. That's right. Okay. You're all over it.
I didn't want to say anything because I thought you might.
No. It doesn't matter. It's not for me. It's for the audience, right? I mean, you know, whether I taped it or not, I could care less.
Yeah.
But the Tigers start at 5 o'clock. We got 3 minutes. Give me your thoughts.
All right. Sean and I were discussing it earlier, and we agree. LSU is a better athletic team, better defense, better all-around team. Utah relies on a three-point ball a lot. So I think what I would do, I would maybe consider zone and overplay the three ball and force them inside or pick them up full court to force the action and not just let them work their offense to get their three-point shooters open. I don't know what Mulkey's going to do. She's a 100,000 times better coach than I'll ever be. But just looking at it, I would use my athletic ability against them because LSU can shoot, they can penetrate, they can play defense. And they can run a great offense and go inside and go outside. They can beat you so many different ways. But if you let a team that shoots three ball get hot, then that's how you get beat. So I would definitely do whatever I can to stymie that because Utah's defense. I mean, they're not going to be able to stop LSU. It's going to be whether or not they can hit their threes against LSU's defense, and so. To me, that's the nutshell. And then they go on and play Miami if they win today. And I think they'll win tonight.
There you go.
I think it's crime that they're three.
I agree with you. That's ridiculous. You lose to South Carolina, you lose to Tennessee in the SEC tournament, and you drop to a three seed.
Wait, you're undefeated. You're undefeated,
right.
And you lose at South Carolina. And then you lose to Tennessee where you kind of lost your way. You were up.
Mm-hmm.
You were up, and you blew a lead. And so you think, okay, it's the Southeast Conference tournament. They got a little lackadaisical, and it bit them. So they go to a 3-seed? That is bull. That's crap.
There you go. Mike, always a pleasure, my friend. Tell the folks about your fantastic podcast, of course, your blog, how folks can follow you on social media.
Oh, Fasano Football, which is on Spotify now, podcast app, and Fasano Football blog, which will contain my mock draft coming up on me quick, because the draft is right around the corner.
Around the corner, yep. Beautiful. Thanks for being with us. We'll check in with you next week, my friend.
Always fun, my brother.
There he goes, Mike Vazan. Hey, don't forget about it. If you're in the market for a generator for your home or your business, remember Burkhart. Matter of fact, I'll say it again. Don't sign the contract with anybody else till you at least give Burkhart a chance to come out and give you a price. Jason Burkhart is an expert when it comes to generators. Burkhart has over 100 Generac generators in their warehouse in Mandeville waiting to be installed in your home or your business. Once you sit down with Jason, y'all do a consultation. He'll educate you on again, what your options are. If you know, again, and done the research, then it's an easy conversation, because then it's just about, okay, do I want to finance it over time or I want to pay the money up front? You'll get a single day install. Burkhart's crews will again take care of you with, again, handling the entire process, planning, permits, inspections. That dedicated generator team also, again, will handle, again, 24/7 365 emergency service, and also maintain that generator for you year round, again, with a maintenance plan. Also, again, with that single day install, they'll be in and out, and, of course, putting that generator where it's going to be safely operating. And they handle everything for you, as I mentioned. There's so many permits and inspections you got to get. Burkhart handles all that for you. Makes it so easy. And then you do a new install quality check after 1 month where they come out and make sure, again, you know how to operate the system. Hey, don't hesitate. Don't wait until, again, there's a storm in the Gulf or we get in the hurricane season to be able to order that generator. Do it now. Get it installed now. Have that peace of mind of knowing not just when it's a tropical event, but anytime the power goes out in your neighborhood, your power stays on. That's a Generac generator from Burkhart. That's acpromise.com. That's acpromise.com. It's the William Grant family. It's still this Friday extravaganza. We'll be right back.
Hi, Eric Ashwood, celebrity chef Scott Craig of Katie. Scott, you have to be excited about Katie's expanded second floor seating and private dining rooms.
Yeah, but how about my vast local sports knowledge?
You know sports, but shouldn't we be talking about your award-winning Sunday brunch?
I'd rather talk about the Saints and the Pels.
How about your award-winning pizza or daily specials?
How about them Saints?
I admit, you have a great take on local sports, but what about Katie's award-winning menu?
Okay, folks, I invite you to dine at Katie's. Eric and I don't have to brag about the food at Katie's. The food speaks for itself.
Katie's open 7 days a week in the heart of Mid-City at 3701 Oppenheim.
Southern Tire, family owned and operated since 1972, Southern Tire is your one-stop shop for quality auto repairs and the best deals on tires. We offer a large selection of tires that will fit your budget no matter what you drive. In the market for a new set of wheels, at Southern Tire, we are your wheel experts. Choose from our large selection of wheels and tires up to 30 inches. Financing available. Hickory and Airline in Metairie, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. Saturday from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. Give us a call now at 504-737-1558 to schedule an appointment, or go to southerntire.com to check out all the services we provide to our customers.
Dave Miette Insurance is a full-service independent insurance agency since 1958, offering auto, home, life, health, business, and commercial policies, serving the East Bank, West Bank, North Shore, South Shore, and River Parishes. Dave Miette Insurance is your one-stop insurance specialist. Call, click, or come in for a quote today at 504-556-0809 or DaveMietteInsAgency.com.
So you're sitting in traffic on I-10, tired of your long work day, and you're dreading cooking dinner for the family. So where's the place you should think of? Oceana Grill. Get ready to indulge your palate with the flavor it deserves. From blackened bayou duck to our signature barbecue shrimp, we know how to get you asking for more. Whether it's sitting outside or in our courtyard or kicking back at one of our indoor, unique, vibrant dining rooms, Oceana can make you feel right at home with our friendly staff and our naturally New Orleans cuisine. Oceana Grill, 739 Conti, in the heart of the fun, 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. daily. We know what you're missing in your kitchen. Oceana Grill.
Are you ready for the stifling New Orleans heat this year? Take it from me, Eric Asher. When it comes to getting my AC ready each and every year, there's no one I trust more than my friends at Burkhart Air Conditioning and Heating. With 30 years in the business, they really know what they're doing, and they can work on any AC system on the market. Burkhart gets your system running right. They can find and fix the problems before you really need that AC this year. Schedule your tune-up now with Burkhart at acpromise.com. That's acpromise.com. And tell them Eric sent you.
Cumulus New Orleans has an immediate opening for a radio and digital account executive. Excellent earning potential, incredible benefits, and wonderful working conditions. Outside sales experience preferred. To apply, go to Cumulus.com and click on Work Here. That's Cumulus.com. Join the winning team today at Cumulus Media New Orleans and change your life for the better. Radio and digital marketing is a high-energy, fun, and exciting career. Apply at Cumulus.com, an equal opportunity employer.
This is Josh Danzig with Where You At Magazine for 106.1 Nash Icon. This week marks the return of the New Orleans Entrepreneurs Week and the first ever Noe Fest with music from the Brassaholics and others at Generations Hall, no cover charge. And lovers of French food and music, head to La Fête Française this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. featuring free admission, French food, music from Sweet Crude, and more. For more ideas on things to do this weekend, visit whereyouat.com and click on our community calendar. Or sign up for the Where You At eBlast and get the best picks sent directly to your inbox.
Cumulus New Orleans. Incredible service and excellent results. New Orleans is always number one with Cumulus Radio and Digital.
All right, welcome back to Inside New Orleans, the William Grant Family Distillers Friday Extravaganza. By the way, again, LSU playing right now. That was it's 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central. They're losing to the Utah Utes right now, 25-22 in the first half. All right, you're listening to Inside New Orleans. Eric Asher with you until 6. Glenn Gilbo and George Laureana, our guest in hour number 2. We'll be right back. Join us at Old New Orleans Cookery, 205 Bourbon Street. Open late, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week. Have an extraordinary cocktail while enjoying authentic Cajun Creole cuisine in our dining rooms or our beautiful courtyard. Two Bourbon Street balconies with adjoining private rooms to dine in or have your next event. Bring your family or friends for a wonderful dining experience. Old New Orleans Cookery is perfect for date night. Order online for delivery at nolacookery.com. It's always a great time on Bourbon Street at Old New Orleans Cookery.
Time for the man who tells it like it is. You want opinions? He's got them. You want information? He's got it. You want a host who is New Orleans? You found him. Eric Asher and Inside New Orleans.
You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Stick to the truth, is what you're good at.
I like this kind of party, baby.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Hey,
man, Eric Asher.
Grant family still is Friday's extravaganza. Don't forget about our, again, our great products at William Grant, Henry's Giant, Malago Tequila, Reka Vodka, hottest spirits on the market. An all-star lineup of scotches that are all award-winning. Again, Glenfiddich Scotch Whiskey, the Balvenie Scotch Whiskey, Grant's Blended Scotch Whiskey, yes, and Muckley Shoulder Single Malt. You love Irish whiskey? We got the second largest selling Irish whiskey in all the world in Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. And of course, today is National Cocktail Day, so why not, again, grab a William Grant product and enjoy a fantastic cocktail. Again, much like, again, Sailor Jerry Rum. Every bottle of Sailor Jerry Rum purchased in Louisiana, pours those proceeds, go to the Gott Foundation, www.gottourtroops.org. Taking care of active military, retired military members of from Louisiana, and, of course, their families. Insurance premium, utility bills, mortgage payments, rent, living expenses, home repairs, all part of, again, the over $200,000 in financial aid that the Gott Foundation has risen, have raised since 2012 that goes directly in that military family assistance fund to, again, our heroes who have given up so much for us and their families. So, again, if you know a military veteran or an active military member and their family that are struggling, please direct them to the Gott Foundation, www.gottourtroops.org, and help us help them by buying a bottle of Sailor Jerry Rum. Again, a part of the portfolio of William Grant, independent family distiller since 1887. We're just a couple minutes away from Glenn Gilbo of Outkick.com. That's going to be followed by George Laureana telling us more about what's happening with the William Grant brands. Don't forget again about our restaurant partners on this Lenten Friday. Katie's has Redfish Nola, Seafood Ravioli, a double cut pork chop with, again, red wine demi-glace, mashed potatoes and vegetables, seafood stuffed artichoke with a spicy cream sauce, and of course our friends over at Sports Beat, boiling crawfish for you right now. All the Oceana family of restaurants have great Louisiana seafood items for you to be able to enjoy, and of course our friends over at the TikTok Cafe every Friday now. Great seafood dishes for you to enjoy as well. So again, get out there and enjoy a great meal at one of our fantastic restaurant partners. And of course, a great time to do it is again on a Friday, especially a seafood Friday at all the restaurants. And don't forget about Francesca by Katie's and Bienvenue. Seafood dishes galore for you at Bienvenue. And of course, the pans for 2 and 4 and 4 and 6, those seafood pans over at Francesca by Katie's on Harrison Avenue. All right, let's head to the guest line. Joining us from Outkick.com each and every Friday, he's with us. Unfortunately, a little bit shorter time today because we're out here at quarter till because of UNO baseball. Glenn Gilbo joins us on the program. Hey, Glenn, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Eric, how are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Happy Cocktail Day, my friend. National Cocktail Day today.
Oh, boy. Well, isn't that every Friday?
That is every Friday, my friend, but now we can celebrate.
Yeah, that's officially what New Orleans celebrate. Needs. New Orleans needs a cocktail day, but
yeah.
Like they don't have it all the time.
You know, for years I did Tales of the Cocktail, right? Which was, again, like a week cocktail
That's a great
convention, right? And then, of course, I do my live show there on Thursdays and Fridays and all the events. You want to talk about being cocktailed out by the time that was done. Phew. That's a lot of cocktails, but it was definitely enjoyable. Hey, Glenn, since I only got you for a few minutes, first of all, tell everybody about Outkick and how folks can follow you on social media because we're going to be on a quick time slot when we get out of here. So tell us about it now.
Outkick.com. It's a free website. Got a lot on the NCAA tournament. I was in Birmingham last week. My other writer, Trey Wallace, is in Louisville right now. He'll be covering the Alabama game tonight. I'll be at the Final Four next week, and just a lot on the NCAA tournament in the throughout the website, and we'll continue that through the Final Four before we start getting into spring football a little bit.
Yep. Arkansas goes down. Tennessee goes down last night. Kentucky's still alive, and I believe Alabama's still alive, right?
Yeah, Alabama plays San Diego State this evening.
Right.
And, you know, they're the number one overall seed and expected to get to Houston.
Who's been the most impressive team that you saw thus far? It could be one of those mid-majors who have kind of jumped up or a traditional power. Who do you like now since you've had a chance to see the teams?
I really like Houston. I think they're probably a little more balanced with more talent throughout the roster than Alabama. And I really like Kelvin Sampson. I think he's a heck of a coach. He's an older coach. He's kind of old school. And, you know, he took Oklahoma to the Final Four with some New Orleans kids back in 2002. You know, he was a coach at Indiana, didn't do well there, but he was an NBA assistant, and he's really made Houston a power again, you know, almost like back in the 80s with Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler. I think they're really good. I think they have they lost to Alabama early this season, but I think they have a chance of beating Alabama. That would be in the championship game.
Yep. Obviously, Gonzaga, UConn, both teams look really good. They'll be facing each other in the Elite Eight. Florida Atlantic has been kind of the Cinderella. They're going to go up against Kansas State in the Elite Eight. And, of course, as you mentioned, Alabama, San Diego State tonight, Miami, Houston, Princeton, another Cinderella against Creighton, Xavier, Texas. That really ought to be a really good game between Xavier and Texas tonight.
Oh, yeah, and I'm really looking forward to the Florida Atlantic Kansas State game tomorrow, because that Markieff Nowell, point guard for Kansas State, mm-hmm. who's from Harlem, he, you know, I mean, 19 assists. That's just uncanny. That was
he willed his team to win, man.
Yeah, NCAA tournament record last night. You know, I hope he makes it to Houston so I can see him. And Florida Atlantic is really good with Dusty May, their coach, who was at Louisiana Tech for several years. Mm-hmm. He was an assistant to Mike White there. And they really just put a clinic on against Tennessee, against a much bigger team, and just beat them because of their rotation. And just they just played mm-hmm. smarter, and they out-rebounded them, you know, even though they're smaller and skinnier. That's going to be a really good game, I think, tomorrow, Florida Atlantic and K-State. And you know, Brandon Miller is a great player at Alabama, and they sure. have some depth too. So I think Alabama's going to get to Houston. I don't think they're going to have any trouble in the next two games.
Well, the fact that K-State got over Michigan State last night, which again, Tom Izzo doesn't really lose a lot in the tournament, right? And that was a physical game. That was a tough game. And of course, again, now an opportunity for them to move on to the Elite Eight and going to take on a team, Florida Atlantic, which has surprised a lot of people.
Yeah, and Izzo just had no answer for Noel, who was None. Born on Christmas Day, by the way. I mean, now they got some great play too. I mean, for the last few minutes of that game, it was really something to see. A lot of back and forth with Michigan State, but he couldn't figure that out at the end.
Right, Glenn. Let's shift gears now, and I do want to ask you a little bit on LSU baseball. They lose to Arkansas today. Is there concern with you about the middle relief pitching? I hear that from the correspondents I've been talking to this week. It hurt them again today in the loss. What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't think that's a big deal. I mean, they play so many games. I think he's still trying to figure out, you know, what his rotation is going to be after his starters, you know, just the rotation of pitchers coming in as far as who's middle relief, who's closing, and so forth. But, I mean, they've lost three games. I don't think it's anything to be concerned with yet. They're going to get that figured out.
Lady Tigers are losing right now to Utah in the first half of, again, their Sweet 16 game. Again, if they win, they take on Miami in the Elite Eight on the way to the Final Four. Your thoughts on the Lady Tigers?
Well, I've said, you know, early on, I mean, they look like among the teams that aren't South Carolina, you know, I think they look about as good as anyone else, and I think they're going to get to the Final Four. I don't think they can beat South Carolina. I don't think anybody can, but I do think they're going to make it to the Final Four. And for Mulkey to get LSU to the Final Four in just their second year, I mean, that's just a miracle. Shows you what kind of coach she is. And
yes,
and you know, she's in the lead as far as the three new hires, Brian Kelly, Jay Johnson, and Kim Mulkey, as to who's mm-hmm. going to win the first national championship.
Saints have really, in my opinion, have really done a great job in free agency. Now, again, first of all, setting themselves up with, again, money to be able to spend, getting their quarterback, replacing the two defensive tackles they lost. They get a running back now that it can be their bell cow running back if necessary. Again, they bring in a couple journeymen in the secondary, including Abram, who was a pretty good safety over Mississippi State. What do you think about what they've done thus far?
Well, I think they've done a good job. They needed a running back. Kamara has not been as good as he was. Plus, they're going to miss him for probably 8 games. They needed another running back. They needed the quarterback. He's not the greatest, but he's better than what they have. And I think they're addressing the needs that they need to. And I think they'll continue to do that in the draft. I mean, to me, you can't ever go wrong picking in the first couple of rounds an offensive lineman or a cornerback. So hopefully they do that. But yeah, it looks like it looks like they're going about it pretty well. The key is will Derek Carr be better than somebody they can get in the draft or could have gotten in the draft with a trade this year or next year? And we'll see. I mean, I think he's been on a bad team for his whole career, and he's not going to have to do as much to win because he's never been on a decent defense in his whole career. And they got to keep feeding that defense, and that could be a good formula to get them in the playoffs.
I agree with you. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've said this all along, I still think they can go after a quarterback in the draft. If Hendon Hooker's sitting there at 71, I'm running to the podium to get him. Because you got basically Carr on a 2-year deal and you can get out. Winston's on a 1-year deal. You're going to have to groom a quarterback anyway, so why not bring in that third quarterback out of the draft? And if he's available, he could be a steal.
Yeah, I tell you, I did something on Will Levis today. He threw it at the Kentucky Pro Day, and he's being picked in the projected to go in the 20s in the first round, or at number 7, or anywhere in between. Last year at this time, he was considered a top 5 pick, but well, he looked good, and it's a pro day; they don't have pads on, but. The Saints probably could have traded up to maybe get him. I was just thinking of that. Hendon Hooker. That he might be another guy who could be kind of a sleeper pick. Right. If he goes that late. So I don't know. I still think the long term. To me, it's best to try to get that good first round pick quarterback. Yep. And when's the last time the Saints have done that? They never have. Archie Manning was the only one they've
done. Right, but remember Dave Wilson in the supplemental draft in 1982? He was a first round pick.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was a little different because he was a supplemental.
That was a little different back then. You got to remember the Saints, they gave up their first round pick that year to be able to go get him in the supplemental draft. And of course, his problem was he got injured early in his career and never really panned out.
Right, he became a starter, and he was solid for a while. But then they brought in Bobby, and Bobby Hebert eventually beat him out. But it is amazing in the entire history of the Saints, they've really only made it with one quarterback that they picked in the first round.
1971. That tells you something right there.
Yeah.
1971. Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Glenn, I got about 3 minutes left. What are you working on? What can we expect to see from you from OutKick?
Well, actually, right now I'm working on how it would be interesting if Tennessee went after Florida Atlantic coach Dusty May to be their new coach. Because, the AD at Tennessee is brothers with the AD at Florida Atlantic. The White brothers are both the sons of the former Tulane athletic director.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 And another brother is Mike White, who used to coach Florida, and now he's the Georgia coach. Yeah,
went to Jesuit.
Right. And Rick Barnes has been a solid coach for years, but he's only got to one Final Four, and none at Tennessee. Can't seem to get over the hump. He's 68 now, and I know the Tennessee fans are just really upset after that loss. So. Don't be surprised if there's a change made, and if not at Tennessee, you know, you can look for Dusty May to probably be getting a new job pretty soon out of Florida Atlantic. He only makes $400,000. He's 46. Yeah. Looks like he's got a great system there. So you can look at him to get a new job, just like you saw the Fairleigh Dickinson coach yes. just got hired at Iona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, you were thinking about Kevin White, the former AD over at Tulane as well. No doubt.
Exactly. Right. And there Notre Dame.
Yeah, and Notre Dame. That's right, no doubt. And we'll be looking for that from you, Glenn. As always, man, I appreciate your time. Sorry about the short period of time today, but again, have a fantastic weekend, my friend.
Okay, same to you. Thank you.
There he goes, at LSU Beat Tweet. That's Glenn Gilbo, Outkick.com. Hey, sign a service agreement with Burkhart. I'll give you the peace of mind of knowing that Burkhart is monitoring the life and efficiency of your air conditioning heating system. Here's some of the benefits for you. They'll contact you when it's time to be able to schedule your fall or winter or spring or summer inspections on your heating and air conditioning system. Hey, look, you'll get priority scheduling if you need emergency service because you move to the front of the line for service. And then, of course, you get a 10% discount on that demand emergency service because Burkhart is monitoring the life and efficiency of your system. It's going to reduce your energy bills, going to prolong that equipment life and safety, and again, it's going to help you with that warranty as well. Burkhart Air Conditioning and Heating, truly a company you can trust. 15 trucks in the field, 30-minute courtesy call before they come to you, before they come to your home or your business. Only doing the work that's necessary, truly a company you can trust. That's Burkhart. That's acpromise.com. I've trusted Burkhart for over 30 years. You can as well. That's acpromise.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Ken Trahan.
And I'm Jude Young. We'll have comprehensive coverage of high school, college, and the pros, plus we give you a voice to speak your mind.
It's entertainment, it's information, it's all that you could want, and it's right here on 106.1 Nash Icon.
Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. following Inside New Orleans on 106.1 Nash Icon.
Country for life.
This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. Taco Bell is sorry for going too far with its past breakfast. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food, like a breakfast Crunchwrap, fluffy eggs, cheese, sausage, hash browns wrapped in a warm tortilla. Grab one at participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last.
Delays a heavy 10 eastbound from Loyola to Veterans, and delays pick back up 10 eastbound from just past City Park to the high rise. Look out for delays solid 10 westbound from Bonneville to the airport. On the 610 on the westbound side, your delays are steady from just before Canal Boulevard to the 10610 merge. And on the eastbound side of the 610, your delays are steady from St. Bernard to the 10610 merge. Look out for delays on the eastbound side of the West Bank Expressway and the Crescent City connection, with delays steady from Terry Parkway to the Camp Street exit. Also look out for delays if you're traveling westbound along the Pontchartrain Expressway from the Claiborne Earhart exit to the St. Charles Carondelet exit, and delays pick back up on the westbound side of the West Bank Expressway from just past Ames Boulevard to Avondale. In the meantime, look out for delays steady if you're traveling on the North Shore on 12 eastbound from Madisonville to Covington. In the meantime, look out for accidents Calliope at South Peters and also South White at South Broad. I'm Ed Robinson, broadcasting from the New Orleans Funeral and Cremation Services Traffic Center.
On the East Bank and West Bank, from the lake to the Gulf, the men and women of the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office keep our parish safe. Some are on the beat, others behind the scenes, ensuring the safety of our community. JPSO is now looking for correctional officers and 911 dispatchers. Your community's calling. Answer the call. Visit jpsojobs.com for the complete benefits package and salary.
Bienvenue on Hickory, 467 Hickory Avenue. Open 7 days a week, offering a creative menu of all your New Orleans favorites. Fresh Louisiana seafood, great sandwiches, soup, salads, daily specials, and a Sunday brunch. Contemporary Creole cuisine, great Southern dishes. Check out our menu online at bienvenuharahan.com. Dine indoors or outdoors? Place your order or inquire about catering at 504-305-4792. That's Bienvenue on Hickory, 467 Hickory Avenue in Harahan.
SportsBeat is the place to watch your favorite team. Come check out all the games, including the NBA, college basketball, and baseball on 20 TVs. Open 7 days, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Happy hour, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Great menu featuring steak night, Wednesday, 6 p.m. till, $10 choice filet. Friday nights, hot ball crawfish, 6 p.m. till. Private room available. SportsBeat is located at 3330 Ridge Lake at 16th Street behind Wendy's on Causeway. SportsBeat Pub and Cafe, home of fantastic cocktails, large beer selection, delicious food, friendly staff, sports, and hot ball crawfish. If you ever have any problems with your air conditioner heating system, you want someone who will be there to help right away. Take it from me, Eric Asher. When it comes to repair, there's no one I trust more than my friends at Burkhart Air Conditioning and Heating. Burkhart provides emergency repairs for any brand of cooling and heating system, and you can call them anytime. The team has years of experience, and they know how to get you up and running fast. So when you need help with your AC or heating system, you want someone who will be there right away. Visit Burkhart at acpromise.com. That's acpromise.com, and tell them Eric sent you.
So you're sitting in traffic on I-10, tired of your long workday, and you're dreading cooking dinner for the family. So where's the place you should think of? Oceana Grill. Get ready to indulge your palate with the flavor it deserves. From blackened bayou duck to our signature barbecue shrimp, we know how to get you asking for more. Whether it's sitting outside or in our courtyard or kicking back at one of our indoor, unique, vibrant dining rooms, Oceana can make you feel right at home with our friendly staff and our naturally New Orleans cuisine. Oceana Grill, 739 Conti, in the heart of the fun, 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. daily. We know what you're missing in your kitchen. Oceana Grill.
Hey folks, if you have a man cave or again a garage conversion, maybe a bedroom or a kitchen where again you just want to make sure that again you're cooling that particular room. Maybe you're an empty nester and you don't want to cool your entire home and you want to save money on a power bill. Ask my friends at Burkhart about that Mitsubishi Diamond Comfort System. The air handler can work with your existing duct system or can be utilized without a duct system. You can heat or cool an entire home or business using the slim wall-mounted indoor unit that can be used to cool or heat a specific room separate from the existing duct system. You're going to save on power consumption. You can heat or cool that room or in your home or business that lags behind your central system, and it means you're going to lower that electricity bill because you don't have to sacrifice comfort in your whole home or business just to heat or cool one room. It is perfect for those, again, he sheds, she sheds, those garage conversions or man caves. Again, ask my friends at Burkhart about Mitsubishi Diamond Comfort Systems. That's acpromise.com. That's acpromise.com. All right. As I mentioned, short show today. We're out of here at 5:45. I want to thank Glenn Gilbo joining us on the program. My good friend George Loriano of William Grant joins us now. He has been so busy with so many events over the last couple of weeks. I don't know if he's had a chance to be able to come up for air. He's got another one tonight. George, welcome to the program. How are you, my friend?
Good, my friend. Thank you for having me on your show.
George, where are you tonight? Because there's another big tasting tonight. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm at the Contemporary Arts Center. It's the New Orleans Bourbon Festival. It's an amazing event. It's like, if you're a bourbon lover, you need to be here. We're here tonight and tomorrow night. It's just like any other, whether it's a Tales of the Cocktail, this is an opportunity for you to be able to taste every imaginable bourbon ever made. It's real impressive. Of course, the bourbon that I have in my portfolio is the Hudson bourbon that I'll be showcasing tonight. I'll be tasting five different types that I'm excited to, for people to just taste.
George, also, again, we've been talking a lot about Hendrick's Neptunia Gin. Floradora is on the market. You mentioned also Amazonia. Tell us a little about what's going on with Hendrick's.
No, look, Hendrick's is it's the number one super premium gin in the category. And, you know, you notice this day, alive in when you're at the top of the mountain, everyone's trying to knock you off. So we created some other line extensions. We've had four with the fifth one, which is the Floradora. We first started with Orbium, then we came with Midsummer, then we have Neptunia, and now we have the Floradora. And this is basically same Hendrick's Jam, but we source out flowers that bees pollinate. It's real, when I tell you it's real floral, it's amazing. And the smell and the taste is just, it's a great collection to the, to the portfolio. And these are limited release. So after about a year and a half, once the inventory is gone, it's gone. So, we do have one right now, which is Amazonia, which you can only buy at duty free. Which these are actually plants that grow in the Amazon jungle that we somehow infused with the Hendrick's Gin.
What are some other things you'd like to highlight today for us when it comes to the portfolio?
Well, I mean, right now, because I am at Bourbon Fest, we're dabbling a little bit in the bourbon industry because the bourbon's hot. All bourbon that we have is the Hudson. It's made in New York. It's the first distillery after Prohibition. And the two guys that started it, which is Gabe and Ralph Lorenzo, they pretty much were they started the craft distilleries, which we have today. They were the pioneers. So they're the reasons why there's bourbons made everywhere. And I think most people don't realize that you can make bourbon anywhere in the United States as long as it's made with 51% corn you know, it's filled in a first fill barrel, and it's going to be aged no less than 3 years. So, we've got some great ones tonight to come and taste, and I'm excited. But, you know, along with the rest of my portfolio, you know, we're a Scotch, single malt Scotch company with Glenfiddich and Balvenie. We also have Monkey Shoulder, and then, of course, we've got the great line of tequila with Milagro. And, of course, Sailor Jerry, which is true to my heart because we donate a portion of every case we sell to the God Military Foundation with help for veterans in Louisiana.
Also, George, that golf tournament's coming up. If folks want to get involved in the golf tournament to help the God Foundation continue to raise money for active military members, retired military members, and their families, do they go to the God Foundation website? How do they do that?
Yeah, they can just go to thegodfoundation.com.
www.godourtroops.org.
Yeah, correct. And they'll have a link into the golf tournament where you can either make a donation or if you want to sign up for a foursome. It's going to be at the Chateau Estates in May. And it's just a great avenue that we use to help raise money, to help our military veterans here in Louisiana.
You know, I noticed you told me a couple months ago when we started talking about Batch and Bottle, Reika Cosmopolitan, Batch and Bottle Hendrix Gin Martini, Batch and Bottle Scotch Manhattan, Batch and Bottle Lazy Old Fashioned, that coming soon was going to be the Milagro Margarita. I see it's, and again, they're advertising this on the website now. Is it on the shelves right now for folks to be able to try?
No, not yet. It'll be coming in at the end of the month. Again, it's 80 proof, made with Milagro tequila. It's delicious. It's ready to make cocktails. So if you're not a mixologist, they won't have to go through the process of having to go get lime juice and triple sec and everything. This is just ready to go. It's a 375. It yields about three cocktails at $9.99, which is a great deal because I don't have to tell you, when you buy a margarita in any place or restaurant, you're going to pay at least $10. You know, here you get three drinks, so you have a savings, you know, with two extra drinks.
Any events you want to highlight that folks could maybe get involved in that can sample our products?
Yeah, you know, look, we're always involved in all types of festivals. I know that I am involved in all types of festivals. The best way is just... you know, when I come on your show and, you know, to listen to your show and you can go ahead and just let consumers know that the events are upcoming. Because I just, a lot of people just not, you know, unless you're on the right social media format, you might be able to see what's happening. But the best way is it's your show, Eric. You have such a great, you know, following of listeners that you're just a great vehicle to be able to promote whatever events are coming up.
You know, you mentioned Sailor Jerry Rum, and of course, again, how dear that is to you. When you talk about, again, Sailor Jerry Rum, and of course, you know, it's place in the market, not only, again, giving back to the God Foundation, which I think is a great give back from, again, not only just William Grant, Republic Beverage, etc. Talk a bit about Sailor Jerry Rum, and of course, you know, we've talked about it before, the origins of that and why it's so tied to the military.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing was, Norman Collins, he was a tattoo artist back in the late 20s, and he had a tattoo parlor in Pearl Harbor. So every military person that was stationed in Pearl Harbor before, during and after World War II, got tatted by him. And he's got famous tattoos, you know, with, you know, Death Before Dishonor, you know, in students, with the hula girls and the anchors and the battleship,
right.
And that's him. And so, what we did was, he loved drinking Navy Grog rum. So our company, William Grant, bought his flash, all of his a tattoo, and we created a spice rum, which is Sailor Jerry. It's 92 proof. It caters to a different demographic. And then, because he was in the military, he was in the Navy. So we surrounded ourselves with the military, and a lot of people in my position around the country participate in different military foundations. Whereas here for me in Louisiana, it's the God Foundation, but there's other great things that we do around the country. But yeah, we've it's just been a great combination of partnership that we have with Sailor Jerry and helping our military veterans in Louisiana.
Yep, no doubt about it. Also, again, I want to remind everybody, if you love the portfolio of William Grant, our friends over at Katie's has William Grant in the well. You cannot beat that deal anywhere in the city where, again, William Grant products are in the well for you to be able to enjoy. And I know you have a great partnership with Scott as well.
Yes, no, he does a great job. And right now I'm sitting here in Barone Bistro, which I think you did a show here.
Yeah, we did do a live show from there, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great place.
Yeah, it is. And Bridget Robert, who's the owner and a dear friend of mine, the entire menu, the entire world is also William Grant. She's got a nice little restaurant, which is like one block from the Virgin Hotel on Barone Street. So this runs in that right now before I head out to the Bourbon Festival, and I'll be there tonight until 10 and tomorrow as well. So
right.
For anyone that loves bourbon, to drink bourbon, come see me. I'll be at booth number 22.
22. And, of course, George, one more time again about the bourbon, about the Barone Bistro. Outstanding menu for you. And as you mentioned, a great cocktail menu that includes the William Grant products. An ability to be able to sit outside on a beautiful day. It's wide open. Yeah. TVs everywhere. Yeah. It's a great place.
Yeah, well, you got to understand, the owner, Bridget, she's from Gonzales, so she brings all of those Creole Cajun recipes to her restaurant. So, and it's an amazing place, and it's beautiful. You wouldn't think about it until you walk in, but no, she's just Bridget and I, the owner, we started working together at Magnolia Liquor back in 1990. So we've been business partners and friends for the past 33 years.
There you go. George, anything that I haven't covered today that you'd like to cover for the audience before we get out of here?
You know my motto, that if you drink responsible, always make sure that you get home safely, and just be safe. We live in a great city. We have great culture. We got great food. We got great cocktails. And as always, Eric, you've got a great show. Thank you for the partnership. And I hate to say this, but I was watching LSU today. Boy, they got hammered.
Yeah, they did. The Tigers did not play well. And right now, again, I'm trying to see where it's at with the women's basketball. They're down one to the Utes in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, LSU was 1-1 tie in the top 10. And they had a grand slam. They got hammered. But it's okay.
They did.
They'll come back tomorrow. Yeah,
Let's hope so. Two more games against Arkansas. Let's hope they turn it around, no doubt.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
George, thank you, my friend. I appreciate everything as always. And, of course, again, so proud of, again, our portfolio of William Grant products.
Good, Eric. You have a great weekend. And to all your listeners, God bless y'all. And y'all have a great weekend as well.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate it as always. There he goes. George Loriano of William Grant. Again, independent family distiller since 1887. And one more time, folks, I want to remind everybody, again, about our restaurant partners, all serving, again, great Louisiana seafood for you. Again, Francesca by Katie's has the pans for 2 to 4 or 4 to 6. These seafood pans are overflowing with, again, all the bounty of all the great seafood. You can't beat it. It's probably the best deal in town. Over at Katie's tonight, Redfish Noel, seafood ravioli. There's a 14-ounce double-cut pork chop with red wine, demi-glace, and, of course, mashed potatoes and vegetables. Seafood stuffed artichoke. Go to my website. My social media platforms and check out what that looks like. Oh, my gosh. So delicious. It comes with, again, a spicy cream sauce on the top. And then, of course, a bienvenue with, again, a large selection of Louisiana seafood, as well as all the Oceana family of restaurants, Oceana Grill, Mambo's, Old New Orleans Cookery, as well as, again, Bobby Bear's Cajun County Restaurant, all great seafood. Even my good friend Mike Delahousie on a Friday over at the TikTok Cafe has a great selection of Louisiana food for you to enjoy. And our friends on Sports Beat right now, it's almost like I can smell it. They're dropping the crawfish, they're boiling the crawfish for you. So if you're craving a little crawfish, head on over to Sports Beat. And remember to support all of our great sponsors, our restaurant sponsors. Go to ericasher.com. All the sponsors of our program, you can see a slideshow right there at ericasher.com. Just click on the icon of your favorite sponsor, take you right to the website. Then it gives you a detail of, again, everything you need to know about those particular sponsors there. Hey, tonight, Brooke Kirschhoffer and also Matty Hudak join me on the award-winning Inside New Orleans Sports. That's 9 o'clock on Pelican, 10 o'clock on WLAE. And then, of course, Saturday morning at 2 a.m. on The Deuce, Saturday afternoon at 5 p.m. on Pelican Sports Television. It's already on our social media platforms. You can check it out there and also at the WLAE-TV YouTube page. I do want to thank again our friend Rudy back at studio producing today's program, but also again our guest today, which included Mike Fazan, Fazano Football Podcast, also Fazano Football Blog, Glenn Gilbo of Outkick.com, and George Loriana of William Grant. Today is National Cocktail Day, so for National Cocktail Day, why don't you go ahead and reach for a William Grant product. Independent Family Distillers since 1887, as I mentioned before, just a great portfolio of spirits, which includes, Hudson Bourbon, The lineup of scotches, which is second to none. Glenfiddich Scotch Whiskey, the Balvenie Scotch Whiskey, Grant's Blended Scotch Whiskey, as well as Monkey Shoulder Single Malt. Also, you can enjoy Henrik's Gin, Malago Tequila, Reika Vodka, hottest spirits on the market, as well as, again, Sailor Jerry Rum. Every bottle of Sailor Jerry Rum, Pearson, Louisiana. Portion of the proceeds go to the Gott Foundation. And, of course, Telemark Du Iris Whiskey, all part of the portfolio of William Grant, independent family distillers since 1887. And don't forget about Batch and Bottle, now in your favorite spirit store. Again, the ready-to-drink cocktail scene has been taken over by William Grant. Get out there and enjoy, again, a great cocktail. Or, again, that when you're stocking that liquor cabinet, remember my friends over at William Grant, including, remember, Henrik's Neptunia, which is only on the shelves to the end of the month. And then whatever's left in the warehouse will be put out on the shelves. And then when it's gone, it's gone. It's been an absolute blast. Looking forward to this weekend. Can't wait to be able to jump into the college basketball. Men's side, going to watch the women as soon as we get down. I'll get finished with this program this afternoon. Right now, we got a tie between LSU and Utah, and there is 2:36 left in the third quarter. So the Tigers hanging tough with the Utes. Hope they win. They take on Miami on Sunday, and then it's on to the Final Four for the Lady Tigers if they can make that happen. All right, that's it, folks. Short show today. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll take you live and direct out to the Privateers as they take on Lamar in their first series in the Southland Conference. Until Monday, straight up 4 o'clock. My name is Eric Asher. Have a wonderful evening. Have a great weekend. From the dog catcher to the governor, that includes the man. They all got to go.
No mistakes by the Army Corps. Already cost us half our show. The Lord and I swear we ain't gonna lose no more without a fight. Better do that right.